Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And you have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. And we are broadcasting through you, and for you through this magical, mystical, marvelous medium called Internet Radio, brought to you through VoiceAmerica.com. And the only reason that you and 263,789 other people are tuned in and listening to the show is because you care about you. Y-O-U. That's the only reason you're listening. E-W-E. You. Because you want to be the best you possible. And that's a great adventure. You can't get a better adventure in life than that, than becoming the best you. Because when you're the best you, you will help create the kind of world that you want to live in, a world filled with joy, happiness, peace, and love. So we say a big hearty hello, and we are proud and happy to be able to say that we're here to serve you. And by serving you, we bring the best information, the best possible inspirational, motivational people. And today, you're going to meet, albeit only by voice at the moment, you're going to meet the greatest living wizard alive today, the 21st century. And you're going to be able to access and hear directly from his heart and his mind and both sides of his brain interesting insights into you so you can become the best you possible. And important in doing that, what we do is we work with the three fundamentals in life. Those three fundamentals are: life. Your life has purpose. And because of that, the natural concomitant, the natural result of that is you can go mad. And MAD is a great acronym. It stands for go make a difference. Because just by your very being, when you learn to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms, and you neurolinguistically program your mind and your brain to be thinking, speaking, and acting positively, purposely, powerfully, and pleasantly, then you will be able to bring forth joy into the world. As a simple example, WWW. We work with acronyms here. WWW, if you ask anybody what it stands for, they'll probably tell you, well, it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, that's true. But here, drum roll, fanfare, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And of course, a big hat tip to the wonderful Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for bringing that song to tens and hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. So when you hear WWW from now on, you think, what a wonderful world. And of course, when you hear things like that, you say, wow. And wow, of course, is a great acronym. Stands for Words of Wisdom. And you're going to be hearing remarkably powerful, purposeful, pleasant, and wondrously positive words of wisdom from one of the greatest living wizard in the world in just a few minutes. Right now, I want you to think about one of the great acronyms that's going to make a difference in your life. Remember, we have 263,700, now over 795 people listening to us throughout the world. And that acronym is SMILE. S-M-I-L-E. Just hearing it, of course, you put a smile on your face. Now, those of us have been with us for a number of years already, and it's about 240,000 people that are here every single week. You're always bringing another 10, 20, 30,000 people. You know already that SMILE is a great acronym, probably the greatest you'll ever hear, which stands for Seeing Miracles in Life. Every day! Every day, seeing miracles in life. Now, of course, new people always come over to me afterwards and send me emails and come over, talk to me after I've given a talk and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles yet. And I ask, are you alive? Are you here? Do you have water to drink? Do you have a bed to sleep in? Do you have people that love you? Do you have a roof over your head? Miracles upon miracles, because millions of people didn't get up this morning. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. When you do that, you end up being able to create the kind of world you want to live in. And CREATE is a marvelous acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Because when you do that and you begin to rethink who you are, where you are, and where you want to be and what you're doing, then you can literally create a world that is based upon the four principles of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Now, I do have to warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com, and you want to go there, by the way, because if you ever miss a minute of this show, you don't want to do that, and you want to listen to it again, and you do want to do that, and you want to share this with five people, give me five, and you really want to do that with family, with friends, and especially, by the way, with people who are not your friends, or you think are not your friends. Share this show, and you build a bridge. You build a bridge, you create harmony. You create harmony, you create more joy in the world. So I have to tell you in advance that I do use a four-letter word, a four-letter F-U word. And one of the reasons I do it is because it's fun. Oh, there it is right away, fun. F-U-N-N, capital N, capital N, fun. So when you go after with the show and you talk to people, you have a big smile on your face. Remember what smile stands for. And you say F-U with a big smile. Remember to add N-N very quickly. You don't want to do the wrong F-U. So people say, where'd you get that from? Barry Shore. And that's what you learn here, BarryShore.com. It's about fun. That's the road, the pathway to experiencing joy, happiness, peace, and love. And then the greatest two words that exist in the English language that will enable you to become positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant are thank you. Thank you. Thank is one of the greatest acronyms in the world. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. Being kind. As the Dalai Lama has written and said, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. So learn to say thank you. You just paid $4.95 for a latte and they didn't bring it to you. Thank you. They brought it to you. Thank you. Someone opened the door for you. Thank you. Someone didn't open the door for you. Thank you. Someone cut you off on the freeway. Thank you. You got up in the middle of the night, you go to the bathroom, you stub your toe and it hurts and you say, thank you. Because when you do that consciously, conscientiously, five times a day, you now become a developing human. And when you become a developing human, you are entering the world of thought. And there's no greater way of thinking than by learning to touch your inner wizard. So what I'm going to do right now, without any further ado, A-D-O, no further ado, I'm going to ask the greatest living wizard today in the 21st century. His name is Roy Williams. I'm going to ask Roy, please say a big hello to hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And then I'm going to ask you a question. You'll be able to talk and less of me and more of you. Roy, give a big hello to the world.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
That was the wizard speaking directly from his heart. Now, I have to say with the most humility and how honored I am that Roy has made time in his busy day and night to invest with us and to share with us some wondrously great insights about you. Remember, the only reason you're listening is because you care about you. So I'm just going to give you just a tiny, 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 tiny bit about Roy Williams and why you should listen. Because throughout the history of the world, there have been these magical, mystical, mythical beings that are called wizard. And as you know, wizard, if you don't know, we'll tell you. Wizard is just a longer way of saying a wise person, a wizened person. And you've heard them throughout history, the three magi that came to honor the new baby born. They were magi, meaning magic. Magic is positive and powerful and purposeful and pleasant when it's done right. And you had the great name called Merlin. And in the 20th century, you had the great Gandalf. And now you have Roy. Roy Williams. Roy, of course, he spells it R-O-Y, but we know he's only doing that to hide behind the R-O-I, which is the meaning of king, because he is the king, because what he does is he understands the greatest possible kingship in life is service. And that's what Roy does. So we only have a couple minutes before our first break, wonderful Roy, but I'd like to just start discussion by asking you about you. Who are you, great adventurer and wonderful wizard? What are you about, and what can you share in the next couple of minutes to keep people on the edge of their seat when we come back for more of you?
Well, Barry, as you know, I believe that small business owners, people who have a dream and they're struggling every day to try to figure out how to make good things happen for themselves, for their employees, for their family, I think they need help. And 40 years ago, I became an ad writer. And I tied my success to the success of the people I was trying to help. And it worked out very, very well. And so helping people accomplish their dreams is what I've been doing for 40 years. And we're going to talk about the motivations for that. And we're going to talk about the rewards of that.
Wow. Helping people achieve their dreams. You hear that? That's called service. It happens to be, now Roy won't say it to you, but I'm going to tell it to you. Roy Williams is the highest paid ad writer in the world. Everybody listening, hundreds of thousands of people, and you're going to share this with five people. Everybody's going to share. So a million people are going to listen to this. You are listening to the highest paid ad writer in the world who writes ads not because he's making money, but he's doing it to enable others to live their dream. And that's why you tuned in to The Joy of Living, because you have a dream. You want to be, whether it's in your business or personal life, and they go together because your business is your business of life, of achieving your dream. And that's what the wizard does. By the way, the wizard is, in addition to being one of the most fun people, F you, Roy, one of the most fun people you ever meet, he is a most amazing explorer, and his people come from all over the world, from corporations, universities, publishing houses, advertising agencies. They travel down to Austin, outside of Austin, Texas, to the Wizard Academy, which in itself is an enchanted place to just be with. Not just him and the people that he surrounds himself with, but the whole atmosphere, because he discusses and will be discussing with us things that are going to touch on chaos theory, which of course has nothing to do with chaos, and art and neuroscience and literature and poetry. So stay there on the edge of your seats, but don't fall off, because we're coming back with the wizard, Roy Williams himself, and we'll be discussing what everyone is looking for. We're going to discuss time and money, and we're going to talk about the pendulum of society. Be right back. Don't go away. Stay in the edge of your seat, but don't fall off. Bye. Good day, everybody. Barry Shore here. Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E. This is something absolutely fundamental, important, and wonderful to have. Audible, as you probably know, is the world's largest selection of audiobooks and audio entertainment, including, by the way, Audible Originals. You stay informed, inspired, and you'll finish more stories when you listen with Audible and always be part of any conversation. You'll know what's going on. Also, as a member, every month you get to choose one audiobook, regardless of price, as well as two Audible originals. Members stay motivated and inspired because you have unlimited access to exclusive guided fitness and meditation programs. This is a must-have. Start your 30-day trial and choose one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. Choose one audiobook and two Audible originals, absolutely free. Visit audible.com, audible.com/RAYDIO. audible.com/RAYDIO radio, or text RAYDIO to 500-500. You will be so glad you did. It is powerful, positive, purposeful, and pleasant. Are you living in joy daily? Would you like to? Well, now you can. It's fast, it's easy, and it's F-U-N-N, fun. How do you do it? Go to BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com, and get 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, F-R-E-E, free, or your money back. It's free, or your money back, guaranteed. Go to BarryShore.com. You'll be glad you did. 11 strategies for living in joy daily.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance because we are listening to, probing, and enjoying an adventure with the greatest living wizard in today's 21st century. Roy Williams has given us of his time, his energy, his thoughts, and his mind and his heart to increase our ability to be you. Because that's what you care about. That's why you're listening to The Joy of Living. So we were just about to discuss one of the greatest ideas that exists in Roy's world, and that is this thing we call S-O-W. Now, you're not a sow, you're not a pig, but God willing, everybody has an S-O-W, and it's called sense of wonder. So, Roy, why don't we just jump into the deep end of the pool and talk about wonder?
You know, Barry, I was reading a book. The book was written 29 years ago by a named Brennan Manning. And Brennan Manning mentions this thing he read from Abraham Heschel. And when he was a very young man, he prayed and he said, he asked God to grant him the sense of wonder. He said, "Surprise me, amaze me, awe me in every crevice of your universe. I do not ask to see the reason for it all. I ask only to share the wonder of it all." And then later in his life, he lived to be a very, very old man. He said, "Never once in my life did I ask God for success or wisdom or power or fame. I asked for wonder, and he gave it to me." He was a very happy man that touched a lot of lives, and he influenced a lot of people who have since influenced me. And I asked you one time if you had heard of him. You said, of course you had heard of him, and he had also influenced you.
Yes.
And I am just fascinated by a man who just devoted his whole life to exploring the sense of wonder.
Well, you've got everybody not just on the edge of the seat, but I have at least 65,000 people that fell off their seat with that one. So they're picking themselves up, dusting themselves off, and saying, "Roy, I want to know more from you. So let's discuss what everyone in the world is looking for. You've made me aware of it. You call it the IPA. What is IPA, what everyone is looking for?
Well, you know, Barry, we talked about writing effective ads that have made a lot of people over the past 40 years just astoundingly wealthy. And it's because I understand that every person in the world is looking for a sense of identity. Who am I? Where is my tribe? Who are my people? Where do I belong? So this sense of identity. And most products, Barry, most products are purchased primarily for identity reinforcement. When we're strongly attracted to a brand, it's because that brand stands for something that we believe in. And we see a reflection of ourselves in it. And so we will buy that product from that company because it strengthens our sense of identity. And we participate in a tribe. We participate in a group, a collective with other people that we think of as we are the people who feel this way or who see the world through this particular set of eyes. And the people who are listening to you right now, they have joined a tribe. Now, all of us are members of more than one tribe. But yet we find each other, and whenever you understand that any product or service at its highest and best will give people something to believe in and something to stand for, and it doesn't have to be obvious. It can be very subtle. But so identity is the first one. Purpose is the second one. So once we've answered the question, who am I? And where is my tribe? Who are my people? The second question is, why am I here? What must I achieve? What is my purpose? So you have identity and then you have purpose. And then adventure. What must I overcome? Now that I know who I am, now that I know the thing that I need to do. And we have more than one purpose. We're confronted daily with a purpose. And we choose to fulfill that purpose, or we choose to sidestep it maybe, or ignore it because we're just not really feeling the strength that we need. But identity, purpose, and adventure. So adventure is, what must I overcome today? What peril must I face? What difficulty must I overcome? And so adventure, one of my very favorite quotes is actually Thornton Wilder. He said, it's when you're safe at home that you wish you were having an adventure. When you're having an adventure, you wish you were safe at home. So adventure is a fancy way of saying trouble. You cannot right. have adventure without trouble. And trouble is a challenge. And when you rise to the challenge and your sense of purpose is strong enough and your identity is clear enough, then you go to battle with the dragon. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but
sometimes it gets rained out.
Is the struggle?
Yes, the glory is in the struggle, not always in just the victory. The glory is in the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's IPA: identity, purpose, and adventure, and that's what everyone is looking for. Everyone listening to this has been hearing Roy's understanding of who we are in our sense of where am I? Who am I? Where's my tribe? Where do I want to be? I want to live in joy, happiness, peace, and love. Okay, what am I doing to accomplish that? And where is my purpose? What's the adventure? And as Roy pointed out, every single day. And therefore, not to put your hands over your head and say, oh, my dear Lord, is to put your hands up over your head and say, oh, my dear Lord.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Roy, you're so empowering. I'm sorry, it's an overused word, but it's so true. When I hear you speak, and I'm telling everybody, okay, inside baseball stuff, I've had the pleasure of sitting at the Master's feet for 3 days in a row. I've been reading his books for decades before that, and so I experienced him firsthand, and there is nothing like it. It's truly, it's like being in the seventh game of the World Series and the Super Bowl and the Stanley Cup and the seventh game of the basketball series at all at the same moment. And then you just begin to experience joy. Okay, that's, I'm just giving you only a personal situation. So thank you, wonderful Roy, because again, the wizard is discussing with us, me, you. So I want to make sure that we're really getting in some nitties and gritties here, Roy. Let's do a little bit of a deep, not a little, let's talk about the beginning, the process of beginning of uniting, interestingly, interlocking time and money, because it weighs on everybody. Every human being has to balance, be in harmony with, utilize these two great levers of time and money.
Well, thank you, Barry. The first thing that I want to point out is that everybody wants to make three things. Everybody wants to make money, everybody wants to make a name for themselves, and everyone wants to make a difference. We want to make money, we want to make a name, and we want to make a difference. Now, different ones of us will choose one of those three to achieve first, and then we'll choose one to achieve second, and then we'll achieve the third one if we can. And so it doesn't matter if you look at any person that you admire, any person that you admire for any reason at all. They either made money first, and then they made a name and a difference, or they made a name first, and then made a difference and made money from that, or they made, it doesn't matter. You can find people that those are the three things everybody wants. So which one you choose to start with? Are you going to make money first, or are you going to make a name for yourself first, or are you going to make a difference first? Doesn't matter. Well, once you understand, those are the only three currencies. Those are the only three ways of being paid. And if you're out there achieving things that matter, then joy is the side effect. It's the consequence. It is just a benefit of having this wonderful adventure. Now, the thing when it comes to business, the fascinating thing is time and money are interchangeable. You can always save one by spending more of the other. You can save.
Let's say that again, because that was so beautiful. Say it again.
Okay, time and money are interchangeable. You can always save one by spending more of the other. You can spend money to save time, or you can spend time to save money. But now let's take that one level deeper. Anytime you're selling a product or a service, you have to choose the customer you plan to target. And you can make lots of money by writing your ads. When I say target, I'm not talking about your choice of media. I'm not talking about your choice of how you're going to deliver your message. I'm not talking about targeting through demographics or psychographics. I'm talking about targeting through your ad copy. I'm talking about targeting according to the story that you tell and the words that you write. It is the story you tell that finds the right customer, because the right customer will find that story, and you're only going to tell two stories. There's a story for people who have more money than time. What they want to save is time. They have plenty of money. There's another person that is willing to spend time because they have time in abundance, but what they have a shortage of is money. And you have to speak to those people totally, totally differently. And realistically, Barry, most of us have to choose which of those two customers is going to be our principal customer base, because either you are in the business of saving people time, and they're going to pay you a lot of money for that, or you're in the business of saving people money, and you can count on them to spend a lot of time to find you. And so are you targeting people who have more money and less time, or are you targeting people who have more time and less money? Because those are the two customers that are out there.
And as he says, hear the profundity of what he's talking about. When Roy is talking about business, by the way, he's not meaning just somebody or some group that open up a brick and mortar or an e-commerce site and it's transactional. He's telling us, I'm putting words in his mouth when I say this. Every human being is in business because we are interacting with each other, influencing each other, persuading each other for benefit to each other if we're here in the world for service. And if you're not here in the world for service, or if you're here in the world for taking, then you're not the person that's living, listening to the joy of living. So this is absolutely wondrously amazing. There's only two kinds of stories in the world. And which one you're going to be involved with is going to, we're going to come back after this short break, and we're going to go even deeper because Roy is going to talk to us about the pendulum and society. And we'll even discuss a little bit about the brain, because we all have one. And we all want to use it to great extents possible. So stay right here. Don't fall off your seat this time. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, everybody. Barry Short here. What's better than reading a book? Listening to books. Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E. But you've heard of Audible. Everybody knows Audible. Audible is the world's largest selection of audiobooks and audio entertainment. You can listen at the gym, while you're shopping, in the car, traveling. Anytime you can't read, you can listen with Audible. And as a member, you get more than ever before. Every month, you can choose one audiobook regardless of price, as well as two Audible originals. Sign up for free updates from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, delivered daily to the app. You can easily exchange any title that you don't love at any time. Start a 30-day trial and choose one audiobook plus two Audible originals absolutely free, F-R-E-E. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. Choose one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free. Visit audible.com, A-U-D-I-B-L-E, audible.com/RAYDIO, radio. Or text radio, RAYDIO, to 500-500. Again, you'll love it. I use it. It's wonderful. Audible.com/RAYDIO. Do it now. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going your way. Do you get up in the morning singing and feeling like that? Well, if you don't, then you need to go to barryshore.com and find the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. They're free, F-R-E-E, or your money back. Go to barryshore.com and find the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. You'll be glad you did. I do. And it's free, or your money cheerfully refunded. Bye.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. And by the way, that word good, G-O-O-O-D, is a very interesting word because it has two O's. If you take that second O and you make a little clip in it, and now you take that O and you extend it because you made a little clip in it and becomes an L. So you've turned good into gold. And the way to do that is by paying attention, deep listening. And you are listening to the wizard, Roy Williams himself. And by the way, if you miss a minute of this show, you don't want to do that and you want to listen again, and you do want to do that maybe 2, 3, 4 times, and you want to share this with at least 5 people and you really want to do that, go to barryshore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. So I'm going to startle everybody who have been sitting on the edge of their seats because we've been discussing profound and purposeful, powerful, and pleasant ideas. Here's a great idea. Here's a cliche in the world. A picture is worth a thousand words. That's the cliche. Roy the Wizard says a word is so important that a word used correctly is more important than a thousand pictures. Roy, Wizard, dear friend, please talk to us about what that means, that words are more important than pictures.
Well, Barry, the first thing we want to do is we want to look at the origin of the statement that one picture is worth a thousand words. If you research it, it actually is attributable to Confucius. And what he actually said was, one picture is worth a thousand pieces of gold. And then it was in the early 20th century that a newspaper man, I forget his name, but he said, you know, one word, a picture is worth a thousand words. Okay? And so when you study this, you find out, okay, what do the cognitive neuroscientists say? What do the actual medical professionals say that study the brain? And they study awareness. Well, I'm not talking about philosophers. I'm not talking about psychologists. I'm talking about Dr. Roger Sperry, who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1981 for his discovery and documentation of brain lateralization. Now, when you start talking about people that won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, this is not pop science. This is, you know, they don't give the Nobel Prize by accident. And what he discovered is that one word is worth a thousand pictures. And I'm not becoming particularly religious, but most people are familiar with Genesis chapter 1. And in the story, God spoke a world into existence, and then a few verses later, he made us in his own image. Now, whether you believe that as being literally true, or whether you believe it as being just an ancient story of wisdom, the point is, words create worlds, and we create worlds in the minds of people that we speak to every day. We cause them to see in a thing called the visuospatial sketchpad. Now, the visuospatial sketchpad is one of three functions of a thing called working memory, and this is all the work of Dr. Alan Baddeley, who completely revolutionized cognitive neuroscience in 1986. But anyway, the visuospatial sketchpad is what you and I would call the mind's eye. And when you speak a world into existence, people see and imagine in their mind's eye, in this consciousness, this awareness, this possible future that you're describing. And you can speak a beautiful future, as you do, or you can speak a dark and negative future. And they will live in that thing that you have spoken during the time that you are speaking, and you will have spoken a world into existence in the mind of the person listening. And this is particularly important, Barry, when we start investigating self-talk. What is the story that you tell yourself every day? Because the story you tell yourself causes you to imagine that world in your mind, and it causes you to live in that world, in your imagination. And so this idea that one picture is worth a thousand words, that has been disproven clinically thousands and thousands of times. There's not a shred of truth to it. There's never been a shred of truth to it. It's one of the greatest myths of all the 20th century. And one picture is not worth a thousand words. Here's a test, just because a lot of people have heard this so many times, Barry. They've been told this so many times, they believe it. Why? Because it is traditional wisdom. But you and I both know that traditional wisdom is far more often tradition than wisdom. Much more tradition than wisdom. And so the real truth is, words matter more than anything. The words we speak to others and the words we speak to ourselves. So here's the test. Here's the test. Everybody out there needs to imagine and describe a picture that would help everybody to look at that picture, and they would immediately say, oh, that's a picture of trust. Trust. And I'm telling you, no matter what picture you come up with, trust is not the word that anybody is going to say when they look at that picture. The idea of trust cannot be communicated with a picture. It can only be communicated with the word. And whenever you begin to understand the infinite power of words. Now, all of the cognitive neuroscientists, Barry, and forgive me for rambling, but all of the cognitive neuroscientists agree, particularly Professor Steven Pinker. Now, Steven Pinker was the chair of the Department of Brain and Cognitive Neuroscience at MIT for many years, and then about 15, 16 years ago, he left MIT to take the chair of the Department of Cognitive Neuroscientist at Harvard Medical School. So he's now went from MIT to Harvard, and 2 years ago, Time Magazine named him as one of the 100 most influential people in the world. And what Professor Steven Pinker tells us, so is he credentialed? Oh, yes, he has credentials. And what he tells us, Barry, is that the gift of human beings, the thing that puts us in charge of this planet, is that we have the unique ability to attach complex meanings to sounds. Our brains are structured in such a way that we can attach a highly complex meaning to a sound. And that sound can be a single syllable, like the word trust. We are the creature that uses language to communicate incredibly, unbelievably complicated ideas. And because we can share these infinitely complicated ideas with each other, not just simple ideas like the animals run, eat, sex, you know, we can communicate complicated ideas. So yes, if you're a human being, your ability to use words is the highest gift you possess.
Dearest, wondrous, fabulous, immortal wizard, I am thanking you for hundreds of thousands of people, nay, millions of people around the world who listened attentively to every single word you said and the magnificent pictures that you described. And I have been enthused by you to make mention of something. You said words, or a word, builds a world. The only difference in spelling in English between word and world is the use of the letter L. Normally, I would attribute that L to life or to love, and they both work. But in this case, I'm using the word I just learned from you as the insert. The difference, the upbeat from word to world, is the use of the L word, language.
Thank
language.
You.
You, dear sir, because we have been endowed by the Creator to build through word, world, through language. And that is the distinguishing characteristic of this upright, vertical, ambulatory being. Thank you, my dearest, beautiful, please allow me to call you friend. Roy, that was so wondrous that in my humble opinion, these past few minutes they have been broadcast throughout the world, and they should resonate to tens, if not hundreds of millions, if not billions of people, because they are the essence of self-talk. Everybody listening, this is what self-talk is. You can build. I'm just going to use 93 seconds to tell a quick story. With your permission, wonderful Roy.
Okay. I'm anxious to hear it.
Okay. Most everybody knows, because you have hundreds of thousands of people listening, but to the new visitors, your humble host, Barry Shore, 15 years ago, was standing up in the morning, just like 99.9% of the people listening. In the evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. I became a quadriplegic in a matter of hours, and it wasn't from an automobile accident or a spinal injury. It was because of a rare disease. Completely, fully functional in the morning, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and completely, totally paralyzed, called a quadriplegic in the evening. During the course of gaining back some of my abilities, and not fully, but most of them, thank God, back, during a period of years when I was a fully quad, unable to move, I was told by not just my doctors, but my therapists, occupational and physical, and myself, mostly myself, visualize me raising my hand. moving my toes, walking, being, getting out of bed. And it was the visualization of me doing that for hours on end, day in and day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. And thank God today I can tell you, even though it's still a struggle in the morning, I can get out of bed. Even though I do walk with a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, I can be vertical and ambulatory. And even though I can't walk that well, I can swim. And I now swim, even though I have devices that hold my legs up and paddles for my hands and a snorkel. I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week, and have accumulated over 7,400 miles in the past 12 years. And it's all because of what wonderful, amazing, fabulous wizard has just told us. The word creates.
You imagined a possible world, and then you chose to live in that world. And yes. That's what people do every day, Barry. They imagine a possible future, and then they choose to live in the future they have created. Now, you chose a good future for yourself. You imagined a wonderful future where things were better and you recovered. And then you chose to live in that world. Sometimes people, when they're in a dark place, will imagine a bad future, and then they will choose to live in that bad future. And it's like, why don't do that. It's a big mistake. Don't
why do that? Because light, another L word, light needs to enter. There is not enough darkness in the world to extinguish one candle, but one candle can push aside enormous amounts of darkness.
That's profound.
You are such a pleasure. You are delight, sir, because that's what a wizard does in this world. He is an enlightener. He is living in light. He brings light. He unlocks the dream. And when you do that, you can literally shift and make that happen. Most people in life don't pronounce the F, and they left it out. But it's shift that happens. And that's why I want everybody, please stay on the edge of your seat, because I'm going to invite the wizard to stay with us on the other side of this very short break. And we'll have another few minutes together with this most wondrous, awe-inspiring, and uplifting human being. He is human. I know, because I've tickled him and I've hugged him. But get ready. Do you hear that laugh? I mean, come on, that's another L word. I mean, laughter is so important to life and to love and to language. But we'll be right back after this brief message. Don't go away. Pick yourself up, and here we go. Come back in just a minute or so. Are you living in joy daily? Would you like to? Well, now you can. It's fast, it's easy, and it's FUNN, fun. How do you do it? Go to BarryShore.com. That's BarryShore, BarryShore.com, and get 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, F-R-E-E, free. Or your money back. It's free. Or your money back, guaranteed. Go to BarryShore.com. You'll be glad you did. 11 strategies for living in joy daily.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and good in abundance, my cup runneth over with love. We have Roy Williams here, and you've been listening to the insights of the wizard. You cannot get this anywhere else, and the reason you're listening, because you want to be the best you possible, and you want to listen to this again, you want to share with other people, go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, and you will be smiling from ear to ear. Remember, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. We're going to welcome back the wizard, and we're going to ask him to speak about the pendulum and society. Wonderful. Please.
Barry, here's what the pendulum actually is. The simple truth is, the only hard choices in life are the choices between two good things. The choice between a good thing and a bad thing, not that hard of a choice. So here are some good things. Is justice a good thing? Yes. Is mercy a good thing? Of course. Do justice and mercy sometimes come into conflict? Only like every hour, okay? Well, how about honesty and loyalty? Honesty and loyalty are both good things, but they come into conflict continually. And then when you say, well, okay, how about freedom? Is freedom good? Yes. How about responsibility? Freedom and responsibility are a duality. The more one increases, the more the other one decreases. Now, the pendulum society for over 3,000 years in Western society, which I believe began in ancient Persia and Israel about 3,000 years ago, and then it moved from there to ancient Greece, the time of Aristotle, Alexander the Great, and then it moved from there to Rome, and then it moved from Rome to Great Britain, and from Great Britain to the Americas and Australia and what you think all of Western society. Now, the West is on one swing of the pendulum, and right now we're swinging to the top of what we're going to call a we generation. We is working together for the common good. And it starts out as a beautiful dream, and then we always take a good thing too far. And then it becomes acrimony, and it becomes, whoever's trying to define the common good begins to argue with other people who are trying to define the common good. And remember, there's no hard choice except the choice between two good things. And so at the zenith of a we, the next zenith is 2023. And we have a book on this, and it goes back through the entire, literally, the past 3,000 years and shows how reliable this is. Now, a me generation is the opposite of that. It's 40 years later. You have a me, and during the me, it's not about working together for the common good. It's about individuality and self-expression. You know, march to the beat of a different drummer. Be the best you that you can be. Well, that's a beautiful dream, but if you take it too far, it becomes hedonism, and it becomes selfishness, and suddenly everyone is wearing a costume, pretending to be something that they're not. And you take it too far, and it becomes, whoever dies with the most toys wins. You know, it's this idea of wealth equals happiness. And so both of those begin innocently enough, and then we take them too far. And then we begin to mourn what we left behind, and we come back the other direction. And so I just want to share with everybody that what we're seeing right now in all of the Western nations is this extreme polarity. Relax, relax, relax. That happens every 80 years. like a pendulum. 2023 is it's just, hey. That's where we're at right now, and it will get better after 2023. It will start getting better. And this has been happening with the regularity, Barry, of a metronome for 3,000 years.
Because, thank God, people are human. But as you opened the show, we have been created in his, her God's image in the sense that we are beautiful, bountiful, immortal beings because we're looking for good. We want to do good. We want to do good. We want to do well for everyone that we associate. That's our tribe. Our tribe is the tribe of the wizard. And I'm going to ask the wizard two things, because I have a choice between two good things. One is to give him a hug and embrace him, and the second is to do a wrap-up of the show. So the first good thing is, may I embrace you in a big, wonderful hug, wonderful wizard.
I feel that hug. Thank you.
Here
for
we
that
go.
Hug,
one, two, three.
I can't breathe, Barry. I can't breathe.
Okay. So that was two W's. Here's a third W for What a Wonderful World. Here's the wrap-up for this show. You are the best you possible because you want to live in the three principles of life, the fundamentals. Number one, life. Your life has a purpose. Number two, go mad. Go make a difference. How do you do that? Unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms like you've been hearing directly from the wizard and through your humble host, Barry Shore. WWW, what a wonderful world. What a way to think. Wow! Words of wisdom, which you've been hearing. Smiles, seeing miracles in life every day. Create, causing rethinking, enabling all to exceed. F you, everybody. F-U-N-N. And say thank you consciously and conscientiously at least five times a day. At least thank you to harmonize and network kindness. And our blessing to this whole world is go forth, live the blessing, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.